Time now for Hidden History. Today, we're at the Taylor Bray Farm in Yarmouthport, a 23-acre swath of land fronting the marshes near Cape Cod Bay in an area of Yarmouthport known as Hockenham. Richard and Ruth Taylor first came here from England and began farming the land in 1639.
Over the course of a few hundred years, there were seven generations of Taylors.
Hank Tuen is one of the volunteers who keep the farm running. He says the restored farmhouse on the property dates to the late 1700s. It was built by Samuel Taylor, who served 5 years in the Revolutionary War.
If there was something significant happened, he seemed to be there. He was at Bunker Hill, Valley Forge, crossing the Delaware with Washington, even down to the point of being in Yorktown at the end of the war.
Samuel Taylor later became a sailor and shipmaster, making roughly 30 voyages across the Atlantic. The last Taylor owner died in 1886, after which the Bray brothers, Willie and George, took over the farm. The property eventually fell into neglect until 1947, when a New Jersey family bought it and stayed until 1977. Developers began eyeing the property in the 1980s, which prompted the town of Yarmouth to acquire Taylor Bray Farm in 1987 to preserve it and make it available for the public to visit. But the history of this land stretches back long before the first generation of Taylors arrived.
This land was probably already cleared when Richard Taylor picked this out.
That's Jack Duggan, another volunteer.
If you look at a map of Yarmouth in the 1640s, you'll see that practically everybody lives up by the town green, and Richard Taylor is down here by himself. So it leads you to at least ask yourself, why did he choose here? Plymouth Colony became kind of a granary for the Boston, Massachusetts Bay Colony, and corn was raised and traded. We have one oral history tale that has Richard Taylor bragging about how much corn he raised.
Native Americans were cultivating this land thousands of years before the Taylors began trading their corn. That's been confirmed by an ongoing archaeology dig at the farm.
There's basically three time periods of Native American occupation that the archaeology program can sort of pinpoint. The 8 to 10,000 year old spear point fragments indicated the first human beings who came to this area as the glacier retreated, and then there's a period of sort of 3 to 6,000 years ago where Native Americans were using this as a place to fish and hunt. And then the last period is what archaeologists call the woodland period, where pottery starts to show up. And then we think that's when maybe farming would have begun, along with the gathering of nuts and wild edible things and fishing or clamming out here in the marsh, that kind of stuff.
The generations of people who lived here subsisted mainly on what they were able to extract from the land, and archaeologists continue to discover artifacts from their daily life. Some of those items sit in a display case inside the restored farmhouse, spear points dating back thousands of years, as well as delicate pipe fragments and broken shards of pottery from the more recent past.
The oldest thing that we found here that represents the Taylor phase of the farm is the handle of something called a seal and baluster spoon that was pretty much common usage back in the 1650s. And so we think that, you know, if you want, you could say, I could tell you, Richard Taylor ate his porridge using that spoon, missing the business end of the spoon. It's just the handle.
The Taylor Bray Preservation Association was formed in 2001. And these days, numerous volunteers work to maintain the property and look after the farm animals, which include lambs, chickens, sheep, and a Scottish longhorn cow. One upcoming task on their to-do list is restoring the old barn. Jack Duggan says that when he looks out over the Taylor Bray Farm property to the marshes beyond, he's always struck by what he calls the sweep of time.
When you come down here and you stand on this last 23 acres, you can close your eyes and you can imagine anything you want between today and 10,000 years ago. It's probably demonstrated here in one fashion or another. This is just a very unique place.
For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Yarmouthport.